podcast is for entertainment purposes only. Likewise, all advice given is meant for entertainment and not to be taken seriously or utilized in any way. After all, one of the hosts isn't even a real person. Are you serious right now?
I give really good advice, really good advice. I give really good advice. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hit it, Kirsten.
No. Hey, Mama Bears.
And helicopter parents.
It's Kirsten.
And Blandy.
And welcome back to our podcast, Really Good Advice for New Moms, the podcast that was all about inspiring and uplifting through the challenges of new parenthood.
Come again, m'lady. Did you just say was?
Yeah. I'm sorry to tell everybody that we've been canceled before we really even got going. So this is our last episode.
Oh, holy crap. What could we have done for this to happen?
Well, for starters, we received a lot of negative feedback on that last episode where you admitted that you left your nephews and Cristal out front to do a puppet show for Carly Ice Cream Man.
What?
Yeah, listeners found the situation unsafe, problematic, and according to Twitter, a 100% unforgivable crime that is, and I quote, akin to peeing on a stack of new titles at your local public library while crying for the simultaneous destruction of Mr. Rogers and kittens.
Kirsten, please don't trigger me. Okay, I've done part of one of those things and it's not something I really wanted to remember.
Blandy is canceled party is trending.
Hold up.
I mean, I'd be canceled too, but no one can spell my name correctly, and they keep mixing me up with other Kirstens, so there's like 15 different hashtags about me, and that's just not specific enough to get traction.
Okay, yeah, I feel like I need to say something. My mom used to buy out Carl's entire inventory for the day when she wanted to play bridge with her friends uninterrupted, okay? Yeah, some of my best childhood memories are doing puppet shows on the front lawn for Carl while he napped in my dad's lawn chair. I spent an entire month's worth of my Schwann's budget to buy Carl out for that episode, Kirsten. I'm really busy with my sister's kids. I can't believe that cost us our entire show. Damn it all to hell!
Well, it wasn't just that episode. It was all of this other stuff, too.
I hate bees. I hope they all die.
Vaginas! You don't think we need a microphone, do you?
No. Listen, Kirsten, I'm gonna tell you a secret, and I don't want anyone else to hear, okay? But I think David Schwimmer might be my real dad.
Don't tell anyone else except for me that, okay? I don't know how long it takes to digest dairy.
Maybe like a year?
That sounds right to me.
You know, yeah, I could never remember if my nephew's name is Trevor or Travis, so I just kind of use them interchangeably, and I'm right half the time. I don't think he notices.
Sex and vaginas.
Taylor Swift's never gonna have hair as crunchy as mine.
Look, I know I didn't finish community college, but I'm basically an expert on this.
Wood glue is a perfectly acceptable tool for securing a car seat.
Taylor Swift and Cats, the live-action film, was absolutely surreal.
Colonial reenactment latching issues.
Mama Bears.
I don't believe in lighthouses.
Really?
Yeah, I think we need to eliminate them. Like, they're too erect for me.
And listen, if people don't like what we have to say, then they can all go themselves. You know what I mean?
No, I kind of think we need them. Saying, like, literally any of that.
I don't either, but the internet never forgets.
Okay. Listen, Kirsten, we've made a lot of memories here, and I'm heartbroken.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but I am too.
Well, Kirsten, I want to tell you a story. It's kind of a parable, but one I wrote instead of some holy deity.
Okay, who cares? You know, like, say anything you want at this point.
In kindergarten, I made my first enemy. Her name was Mrs. Flannery, and she was a seasoned recess monitor, if I've ever seen one. Blew those whistles before any could even get a dangerous thought through their mind. But it wasn't danger I was after. It was friendship. See, I dug an impressively sized hole on the south side of the school's chain link fence, where every recess I shared a package of uncooked ramen noodles with a three-legged squirrel who lived nearby. It was a great friendship, just like the one you and I have. Okay? One day, after literally months of not noticing I was missing from recess, Mrs. Flannery insisted I play with my classmates on the fun part of the playground. Yeah, she also confiscated the entire ramen seasoning pack before I could pour it in my mouth. Oh. Every day that she took a seasoning packet from me, I brought two more, until she finally banished me from recess altogether, and from then on until the end of the year, I had to sit in the hall with a copy of Reader's Digest while I listened to my classmates play. Now, that was my punishment, but what she thought was punishment was actually my greatest manipulation yet. See, I'd had enough alone time inside that school to sneak my three-legged squirrel inside.
Wow.
Yeah, unfortunately, that squirrel did die from sodium intoxication after getting into the ramen stash in my backpack.
Why was he in your backpack?
How the hell else was I supposed to hide him from Mrs. Flannery, my classmates, and my mom? Okay.
He stayed in your backpack.
Yeah. He loved it in there for the 4 days he survived.
Landy, where's your ferrets right now?
Kirsten, it really feels like you missed the point of my Bible passage.
I honestly don't understand anything you've said over the last 10 episodes, including this.
I'm saying we need to go balls to the walls, Kirsten. Let's give them the best dang advice for new moms they've ever heard. No holding back.
Somehow been holding back on our advice, but honestly, it seems like we should have held back a lot more. You know, maybe then we wouldn't be canceled.
All right, fine. I'll start. It's fine to give your kids glass beads for breakfast.
What?
I saw you do it this morning. I saw your daughters downing fistfuls of beads when I came with my rickshaw to pick you up.
Okay, those were mini M&Ms, and it was 1 p.m., Blandy. But yeah, you know what? I've definitely, absolutely, 100% let my kids have candy for breakfast. And on that note, lunch and dinner too. If I'm being completely honest, my kids eat cereal and marshmallows for 90% of their meals because every time I make something that requires any amount of effort or seasoning, they gag on it.
Well, I smelled the sauerkraut in your hair. You know, it's not good. I feel bad for your kids.
And another thing, no one has a right to judge you for how you do or don't feed your kids, as long as you're feeding them. In fact,
okay, my turn. It's fine to tell your kids that their dad had to move back to Area 51 because he's more of a government experiment than a human being.
And it's also fine to use paper plates and bowls for the rest of your life now that you have kids. Environmental warriors and everyone I follow on Instagram be damned.
And going off from that, there's nothing wrong with reusing pillows from strangers' trash cans to create unique gifts for your children to save money during the holidays.
And if your family can't afford the holidays, skip it. Use your baby as an excuse, say you're really sleep deprived, because it's honestly probably the truth.
And if they catch you lying, then just gaslight them. Okay, do what my mom always did and tell them they dreamt it was the holidays. And really, it's just the apocalypse. Tell them to hide in the basement until Barbara Walters says it's safe to come out.
And on that note, stop watching the news. It's okay to not be informed on every minute detail of current events or which direction the wind is blowing. Turn it off. Log off. And no, I'm not going to tell you to enjoy your children or gaze at your sleeping baby during that time away from the incessant media output. Do the dishes. Take the trash out. Live your life and take care of your own shit and stop looking to your phone for constant affirmation that you're parenting right. You're not. No one is. Like, spirituality and religion and politics, there's no universally agreed upon theology when it comes to raising a child, and we're all screwing it up. If I need therapy, then my kids are gonna need it too.
But they will need it less if you play Savage Garden's Greatest Hits on repeat while they're falling asleep.
And if you hug them a lot.
And if you apologize for not taking their Murphy Brown aspirations seriously as a child and for donating all of their briefcases to Goodwill while they were at Sunday school with the neighbors.
And sometimes you need to forgive yourself. The first time I had to forgive myself was for using face wipes to change my baby's diaper for the first time because I didn't know there was a difference. And the last time I had to forgive myself was today, when I let my daughters eat glass beads for breakfast.
But one thing I'll never forgive is the internet for canceling us.
No. No, that's unforgivable.
What are you gonna do with all this free time now?
Honestly, probably just end up scrolling Instagram and Facebook till 1 a.m. and then hating myself the next day for it.
Yeah, I was thinking that we could start a book club, but that sounds like a better idea.